The Idaho Women's Charitable Foundation is a member-funded and volunteer-led group that fosters educated philanthropy through collaboration. They pool resources as well as individual giving to positively impact our community. In fact, since 2001, the IWCF has given nearly $4 million to nonprofit organizations in Southwest Idaho and beyond. Every other year, the IWCF hosts a symposium that explores some of our community's greatest needs. This year's symposium, we'll be looking at how poverty and philanthropy contribute to the causes as well as the cures of homelessness. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this are Heather Haraghi. She is the president of the Idaho Women's Charitable Foundation, and Wendy Wong, the client and community education director at the Salvation Army. Wendy has also spent the last 20 years working with low-income families in the housing sector. Welcome so to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks,
Heather,
Jenna.
I'd like to start with you. Just give us a bit more expansion on what the Idaho Women's Charitable Foundation is.
Happy to. Idaho Women's Charitable Foundation is a group of mostly women who every year we make grants out to the community through a pooled grant fund. So we're making grants in five areas: cultural arts, education, environment, financial stability, and health. So every year we do that. It's a competitive grant process run by our members, like you said, all volunteer run.
Mm-hmm.
And then our members also, through the foundation, make gifts to their favorite charities of choice. So altogether, that adds up to be $4 million over the last 16 years.
And then every other year, you put on a large symposium at Boise State University. This is coming up October 16th.
Yes, and actually we outgrew Boise State. So this year we're at the Boise Center.
That's right. You moved because
yeah.
It got so much bigger.
So education is really at the core of who Idaho Women's Charitable Foundation is, our members, and what we're trying to accomplish. We want to be educated and understand the community needs, predominantly in southwestern Idaho, so that when we make a gift, we're doing it intelligently in a way that'll have lasting change and make a very positive impact to the people who live here. We love the community.
And then you bring in, speakers
yes.
and all of that for these workshops during
yes.
the day. And then, Wendy, I want to bring you into the conversation
sure.
because this year the focus is, poverty, homelessness. We've talked numerous times on this program about homelessness and how it is impacting not just Idaho, but the region, the country
mm-hmm.
in general. But, Wendy, talk to me a little bit about poverty
yes.
and what poverty is versus
yeah.
homelessness.
Yeah, so I guess as you can imagine, they go together in some respects. You
mm-hmm.
don't typically have homelessness without poverty. But one thing that we're learning at the Salvation Army and really trying to help the community have a better understanding of is that there is more than one type of poverty. There is situational poverty, which many people experience as kind of a blip due to divorce or health problems or layoffs. And then there is what we call generational poverty. And that is where people of two generations or more have lived in poverty, and how that affects your mindset, your ability or inability to communicate well, and your basic understanding of our world that is generally run through a middle-class lens.
Mm.
And so what we're really trying to do, and we're so happy that Idaho Women's Charitable Foundation is giving us an opportunity to do, is help teach the community how to better serve those from generational poverty that are more often to become the people who are homeless in a community like Boise.
And that's a key component is mm-hmm. if we can understand that type of poverty,
yes,
can we make that change?
Yes. And not only us as a community trying to understand that, but also educating the people who come from generational poverty to better understand a community that is run by middle class. And so at the Salvation Army, we do both. We do classes for community members from generational poverty. And then I have the unique opportunity through the Salvation Army and private funding and grant funding to go out and do community teaching, both to other nonprofits and to for-profits, to help them better serve those that come from generational poverty. They just really have a different way of thinking sometimes.
And do you find that even those of us who are in that middle-class sector, that we have a problem understanding where they come from? And an example I would give was when we talk so much about education
mm-hmm.
and the go-on rate, right? And
mm-hmm.
how we need to move that needle. But if you come from a cycle where that has never been within your family, how do you
yeah.
make that connection? But then how do we,
right,
as middle-class people, understand that that's never been
yeah.
a part of their culture?
It's crazy because there's more than one thing when
of
it comes to go on in education and generational poverty, even. So One thing that we learn is that generational poverty is really the driving force for those people, are relationships. And they live in a system of bartering. I mean, part of how you get by when you're poor is by trading. You trade goods and services, you trade favors. And to walk away from that, to do something like go on to further education, is a whole barrier that we sometimes in middle class don't even recognize or give credit to. So that's one thing. And the other thing is just, when you live every day in crisis, it's very hard to have future and forward thinking. And that takes planning and an orientation that many people from generational poverty have never experienced and have no idea how to do.
I'm speaking with Heather Haraghi with the Idaho Women's Charitable Foundation and Wendy Wong with the Salvation Army, talking about poverty and homelessness, but also this is the focus of the IWCF symposium that's coming up in October. Heather, why did the IWCF decide that this would be the theme this year?
So when we think about what we want to talk about, we have morning workshops. So we have 6 morning workshops presented by local experts in whatever the focus is. And Cooper's Court had just happened when we were starting to talk about the symposium for this year. And there's been a lot of really tremendous efforts in the community, you know, looking at chronic homelessness. But there's more to it than that. That really oversimplifies things. Mm-hmm. And so we thought this is a good topic for our members, and the public's very much invited and welcome to, you know, sign up and come to the symposium. But if we know a little bit more, we'll be smarter with our philanthropy. Mm-hmm. And so last time was mental health. That's a big, you know, issue in our community. Mm-hmm. And this time we wanted to understand more about homelessness. You know, there's a big group of people in this town who think we can solve it. And I think that there are many solutions to a pretty complex problem. But if we all pull together on the same war, we probably can get there a little faster. And that's really what pooled philanthropy is about too, right? So it follows that if we know more and we give intelligently, we make a bigger difference.
And Wendy, we have had numerous city officials on here from the city of Boise, as well as other cities, as well as CATCH. I mean, the list goes on and on when we talk about this issue in Idaho as a whole. And everyone seems to say we are at a critical point where we are at a place where we could solve this, but we could also go over the edge and not.
Yeah. So, you know, homelessness is not a one-stop shop. There's not one solution to homelessness. And organizations like CATCH and the city of Boise do a really good job of managing the funding that they're provided to help homeless people in the way that they best know how. Mm-hmm. Rapid rehousing is an important part of the solution for sure. I believe that another important part of that solution is what happens after rapid rehousing. So housing first, great. We really need to get the people out of the immediate crisis so that they can focus on long-term change and stability. But then we need to be able to provide the services that give them the ability to make those long-term changes that lead to stability.
And that's really an opportunity for philanthropy, because those are flexible dollars. So when we were looking at who we might want to bring in as our keynote speaker, Nicholas Kristof and his wife, Cheryl Wu Dunn's book, A Path Appears, really talks about impact philanthropy and giving intelligently. So, you know, we're learning from their experience and their research, and we're trying to apply it here where we can make really a bigger bang for our buck for our philanthropic dollars, and knowing that there's needs beyond what local government and the federal government can fund is real. And that's real solutions.
And then it comes down to, when you talk about that philanthropy, it's about mindfulness.
Yes.
It sounds like to me is that so many people want to give. A, you don't know where to give, or you don't know where truly what the need is. So, Wendy, does it come down to that as well, especially like what Nicholas Kristof says in his book, but also in that idea of, if you're going to give, be mindful of it and be educated?
Right. Yeah, and I mean, it's part of, I think, what Heather was just saying is, we are fortunate to have organizations like IWCF who can give dollars that are not so restricted. Government dollars often have a lot of things attached to them, rules, regulations, guidelines. They don't always allow the person spending the money to be the expert in the field and do what is needed. Every community, every person requires something a little bit different. So money like IWCF, they can go into the community and allow the organization to be the expert in what we do every day and treat the individual as an individual instead of trying to come up with one stopgap is super important. And all of that is going to be needed to end homelessness in our community, you know.
So if we do want to make a donation and we want to make the most of it to address this issue in our community, how in the world do we do that?
Well, I think part of it is coming to an event like the symposium and getting some exposure mm-hmm. to the different nonprofits working in that space around homelessness and poverty. And, you know, you find the place you connect with, and philanthropy with intention makes a big difference, but it's also an expression of yourself. It's very personal. So visiting different nonprofits you might hear about, listening to stories in the news, coming to an educational event like this. There's lots of different ways to learn about what's going on in the community. Just pay attention if you're curious.
So very quickly, before we head out, Heather, people can still sign up for the symposium and plus the keynote dinner with Nicholas Kristof, correct?
So the breakdown of the day is morning workshops presented by 6 different experts, 9 o'clock in the morning. Evening dinner, Nicholas Kristof is the keynote. Everything is at the Boise Center.
It's new this year.
It's
hard
new
to remember
this year at the
that.
Boise Center. Mm-hmm. And tickets are online at IdahoWomen'sCharitableFoundation.org.
And we will put that link on our website as well. I want to thank both of you for coming in today. My guests have been Heather Haraghi with the Idaho Women's Charitable Foundation and Wendy Wong with the Salvation Army. Again, the symposium is October 16th. We will link it to our website.